The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and the galleries please rise for the prayer by the Reverend Gockin. Remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
John Powell shared this writing, saying yes to God's gift of love and life, primarily and above all else, means choosing love as a life principle. Loving God, as we complete this day's work and journey back to those we love, let us be thankful for your teaching us the meaning of loving imperfect people as ourselves, so that we might overlook flaws of others. And help us, Lord, make love our life principle, expressing it in our varied relationships that you have given us. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibola, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sipton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from Lewis. Senator from Lewis is here. Quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 45th day, Wednesday, March 29th, 2017. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment. President Parson in the chair. Reverend Carl Gock offered the following prayer.
Senator from Cole, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. The Senator from Phelps is giving me permission to move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as so having been fully read.
Senator from Cole has moved that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and same be approved as fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Cole, you recognize close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Those of the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Introduction of guests. Senator from Cole, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, Kermit Miller from KRCG-TV has been granted permission to take photos and videos in the Senate chamber today.
Thank you. Does any introduction of guest? Introduction of guest. Senator from Butler, what purpose do you rise? Senator, restate your motion. What reason do you rise?
I'd like to inquire the Senator from the 4th.
Senator from the 4th. Senator from the 4th, do you yield from an inquiry from the Senator from Butler?
I do, Mr. President.
Senator, you may proceed.
Senator, thank you for taking my inquiry.
Anytime, Senator.
Not very long ago, you and I were in a committee together in transportation and public safety.
That's correct.
And we heard some testimony that was, I've been trying to find a word for it ever since I left. I'm just going to say passionate and educated me a lot on what's been transpiring at Lake of the Ozarks. And I just thought maybe this was your bill, Senate Bill 297. And I'm going to thank you again for bringing that bill forward. But I'd like to talk to you just for a moment or two, if you would, because not everybody had the opportunity to be in that committee this morning.
Senate will come to order. Senate will come to order for the senators can hear each other in a debate. Senator from Butler, you may continue.
Anyway, it has to do with electrocutions going on at Lake of the Ozarks, people being killed over the years, and the absolute not taking business, taking care of business down there. And I thought maybe I would like for you to brief the whole Senate on that just a little bit. You know, we've seen pictures today of numerous individuals, a lot of kids, and it was your bill, and I'd like for you to quickly talk about Angela, the mother that came in today, that talked about the mismanagement that's been going on at Lake of the Ozarks for many years, the owners of that lake, if you would.
Sure, Senator, I'd be happy to. You know, this was the legislation that we had heard this morning was an issue that was filed past year by the former Representative Caleb Jones from Columbia. One of his constituents, or some of his constituents, their two of their three children were electrocuted at the Lake of the Ozarks and passed away one morning while they were down on vacation. And unfortunately, it is not an isolated incident. It's happened many times over the years and continues to be an issue. There's 20,000 plus docks at the Lake of the Ozarks, and maybe 20% of them are up to today's electrical codes. And we have a problem with those docks being being brought up to today's standards. The lake levels rise and falls, big waves.
You talk about bringing up standards. You talk about the electrical code.
That's correct.
Yeah.
You know that everyone knows. I think common sense that electricity and water do not mix. Most things in electricity do not mix. In fact, you know, we've got an instance where there's five different fire districts doing inspections. There's permits being issued to all of these dock owners, whether or not they have an inspection or not.
Yeah. Well, what
and
got me
in? And I think that's the crux of the argument is that there is no actual enforcement going on down there, and people are dying as a result of
Even with all the electrocutions that we've had over the years, there's a large utility company actually owns that lake. And
right,
it's
an interesting creature. So Ameren owns the shoreline at the Lake of the Ozarks, even if the homeowner owns property. There's three counties. There's five fire protection districts down there. It's a hodgepodge of regulation, and nothing seems to be working.
And they've been trying to put the onus on these fire departments, they being the owners of the lake. What got me, Angela, the mother of these two kids, did a lot of research on this. Can you tell me again when Alexandra and Braden were electrocuted at Lake of the Ozarks?
I believe that it was in 2012, Senator. I don't have.
Could you do me one more favor? Would you raise your microphone up just a little bit more?
I will.
I'm at the age I need that.
I believe it was in 2012. I don't have the information.
Senate will come to order. Senate will come to the order for the senators to be able to hear a debate. Senator, you may proceed.
I believe, Senator, that was in 2012. I don't have my notes in front
yeah.
of me.
Well, like you said, we've had lots of electrocutions in that lake.
There have been, in fact, more electrocutions in that lake than any of the other lakes in the country.
Any lake in the whole United States. There's been more of that lake than the whole United States.
To be fair, there are thousands and thousands of properties, obviously,
right.
down there. It's very congested, as most everyone knows. It's certainly a problem that is not going away. I will say that they've moved towards notifying the homeowners of the dangers. But until we have an enforcement mechanism, or before the utility stops issuing permits for people that don't have an inspection,
this is not
going to get fixed.
Yeah, the problem I heard during that testimony, though, Ameren was even waiving inspections down there.
That's correct.
They would tell people about that fire department, we're just going to waive that inspection. They would just check it off and sign off as though all that electrical connection was really good. We're talking about lives here.
Nothing against those fire protection districts, but the fact of the matter is they're not staffed for that. They don't necessarily have the skill set required.
Those fire departments?
To be inspecting electrical installations, and so we've got...
Hey, Mr. President, I'm having trouble hearing again.
Senate will come to order. Senate will come to order for the senators to be able to hear one another on this inquiry. Senator from Butler, you may continue.
I'm going to hold this up a little closer.
All right,
Senator, does that help?
I was talking about the waivers. They'd signed off waivers even to allow these docks not even be inspected.
Yes, that is absolutely correct.
You know, Angela listed numerous years. This has been going on for a long, long time. And to me, where I'm getting at here on this, and I'm going off her testimony. I'm not going off on any of my testimony, sure. Things that I'm talking about here, is the fact that he'd been checking off boxes to allow people to go ahead and assume they got them checked. People weren't even going in and looking into the electrical boxes even to see how the hard wiring was done. The chaffing that you talked about that happens when your dock moves up and down, obviously. Lake of the Ozarks may not move as much as some of the rivers and stuff I'm used to, but at any rate, they still move. So that goes on. But the mere fact of the matter is there's just people after people after people being electrocuted down there, and they've done almost absolutely nothing to cease this from happening, and trying to blame everybody else other than who the owners are, who's responsible for that through FERC, and they've done nothing.
I will say that they are working with me on this legislation, but
well, they should
be perfectly honest, you're correct. This could have been addressed years ago, and it wasn't.
Well, we had a
this
mother.
This could have been addressed
yeah.
when people started dying,
yeah.
but it wasn't.
Yeah, we had a mother sitting right within 10 feet of us that no longer has her two kids, and she had numerous other photos of young people, young and old, but seemed to be a lot of younger people that has died.
They tend to swim more, I think.
Died, huh?
The younger people tend to swim a little more.
I guess. Sit there and have died and lost their lives. So to me, a lot of times, these big corporations, it is about money instead of the safety. Now, there can't be a more perfect example of that corporate greed right there. They've known this problem's been there, but yet they desire to look away from it. Anything else you'd like to say on this?
You know, Senator, I hopefully I can find a vehicle to put this legislation on. This shouldn't go on anymore. This could be fixed on its own without any type of legislation. But unfortunately, I think we're going to need something in law to make sure that it gets fixed. You know, not just this lake, but the other ones. But
well, we don't have that
when
really.
We have yeah. when we have problems that could be prevented.
Yeah.
And they're not. You know, it's a failure of many different things. But we shouldn't have to worry about where our kids are. Whether or not our kids are going to die when they jump into the lake to go swimming.
That's right. And I tell you, it was a tremendous testimony, and I wish it could have been done in a more public place. And my heart just really just fell when she came in and testified today. And she's of the opinion that they refuse to keep the lakes safe. She even used a term that they should be charged with voluntary manslaughter. Now, that was her words. The fact of the matter is, lots and lots of people have lost their lives because they have not taken the time out to make that lake safe, what they're responsible for doing. I appreciate it a lot. And I want to tell you one more time, I really appreciate your bill because I didn't know we had that big an issue at Lake of the Ozarks.
Thank you,
appreciate
Senator.
You very much.
I look forward to your support.
Mr. President.
Senator from Butler, what purpose do you see correcting this?
I'd like to inquire the Senator from St. Genevieve.
Senator from where?
San Francois.
Senator from St. Francis, do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from Butler?
Yes, Mr. President, I do.
You may proceed, Senator.
Senator, you know I don't go to Lake of the Ozarks very much. You and I have talked about that. You have a place at Lake of the Ozarks?
I do have a place at the Lake of the Ozarks. It's one of my most favorite places to attend in Missouri for take my family and just enjoy the great outdoors there.
You were in the Transportation Committee this morning in public
yes.
safety?
Yes, I was, and you know, I was very devastated. I knew of the incident, and because of that incident, we had a little spike of a little bit of attention being paid to making sure your docks are electrically safe. But in other areas on the lake, there was no attempt at all to upgrade those docks. It's just very hit or miss around the lake. You know, most every other lake in the United States is under the direction and guidance of the Corps of Engineers.
That's right.
There's only one major corporation that I'm aware of that has jurisdiction over a lake, and that's Ameren UE. And they have the responsibility and commitment because of the power generation they create there, they have the responsibility of managing the entire lake. And over my tenure of being up here in Jeff City, we've had to deal with E. coli issues at the lake because of poor permitting process that the Ameren folks deal with around the lake and making sure that the septic systems and the sewer systems are up to code to keep sewer from getting into the lake.
That's been pretty much a failure also.
They've been responsible for the erosion control around the lake, making sure the new construction that's taking place does not contaminate the lake, but that's been a problem. But the most serious problem is that they have not monitored and managed the electrical issues that's been on the lake. Six people were pictured before us in the committee today that have died because of electrocution, because the docks have not been inspected properly to protect our citizens and constituents of this state. And we have a $6.5 million CEO, Warner Baxter, that is managing Ameren that cannot get ahead of a problem. It's been languishing for many, many years in this state. And I want to make sure the body understands what kind of corporate citizen Ameren UE is in this particular issue.
We're going to be talking about something else early next week on another issue that points out this obvious overlooking of their responsibilities. And I feel the same way. You have grandkids, so what are you going to do about them swimming around the docks and stuff over there now?
We have made sure since that happened that my son-in-law is a certified electrician, so our dock does not look as pretty as it once did because we have jumpers, little green wires that connect the swim ladder to the dock, connects the gangway to the pier itself, connects to the landing.
But how close is the next dock to you?
Well, the next dock's only 50 feet away.
Okay, because we heard testimony today where there were five, six, seven college girls. They felt electrical charges coming into their body, and they swam the wrong way, and they actually swam to another dock.
The Senate will come to order. The Senate will come to order while the senators are in a debate or an inquiry.
You know, Mr. President,
Senator,
we're talking about life and death. Thank you very much.
The senator may proceed.
This is a very serious matter, and my heart really went out to the family that took the time and were very brave enough to speak about the tragedy of losing two of their kids because a dock was not properly inspected and required to have the proper safety.
Because they are responsible. It's not like it's something they might want to do.
Ameren cannot sign off or is not supposed to sign off on a dock permit until it's been inspected. And we heard through testimony today that they were signing waivers of inspection because they didn't have time
and
the convenience and just made a check mark.
As though it was inspected.
As though it was inspected.
That's right. Senator from the 4th brought an issue that I'm really passionate about now because I tell you, I have three grandkids, 7, 6, and 4, and you would expect them to have some type of reasonableness of safety when they go into a lake like that. Well, thank you very much, Senator. I think the Senator from the 4th may want to talk to you.
Mr. President.
Senator from St. Francis, what purpose do you seek recognition?
I inquire of the Senator from the 4th.
Senator from 4th, you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from St. Francis.
President. Thank you, Senator. Again, I truly appreciate you bringing this bill forward. I know Caleb Jones had brought this in the past. He's a good friend and been a good representative of his constituency. I appreciate you carrying on the effort to get this done. How many years have we been in this process and dealing with this and trying to expose the issue?
You know, I've only been aware of it for the last 2 or 3 years. Certainly I know that this has happened in the past, but until I learned about it through the former representative, it was an issue that I knew something about, Senator, and that we all have at other times in our life had different jobs, and as you know, I'm an electrician, and it was something that I knew something about, and I wanted to make sure that I actually went and testified with him on the bill because I knew about some of the issues, and it was personal to me. Because my kid swims in that lake.
And when you, again, it's because of you having the personal relationship, because I have my grandkids down there many, many times over the course of the summer, this is really driving home. I knew of the issue, and I went through the extra precautions, but I thought everybody did. And this was 2013, I believe it was, when we went through an upgrade on my dock, and I just assumed everybody did. But according to the statistics, only 20% of the docks are now properly permitted. what has happened during that time? Where's the sense of urgency? I mean, we've been talking about the need to upgrade the grid in another bill that's been brought before this floor, and we got kids dying in this situation, and they're not doing anything about it. I'm upset, I'm telling you.
Well, Senator, like I said, this is an issue I've been working on for a few years now, and it gets frustrating year after year when it just gets put somewhere.
Just pushed under the rug.
And, you know, I've told Ms. Anderson and her family that as long as I'm here, I'm not going to let this rest until we get some type of resolution to make sure that there's some safety. I have some special guests that I'm going to introduce later. Their grandkids swim in that lake.
Well, you know, I hope our colleagues work together with you and I and Senator from Butler that we find a way to get this bill forward and get it through the process so that we have some kind of thumb in their back to make sure this gets done, because I'm tired of waiting on them to take the initiative to do it themselves.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President.
The Senate is on the order of business of announcements. Announcements. I'm sorry, introduction of guests. Any senators, introduction of guests. Senator from the 4th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a few special guests, if you'll bear with me. To my right and to your left, we have Jeannie Wakula and her two sons, Braden and Ben. If you would stand up. There they are. We'd ask that you make them page for the day to serve without compensation, Mr. President.
Senator, your two guests will be made page for the day without compensation. Would the Senate please welcome the two guests of the Senator from the 4th to the Senate chamber? Senator from the 4th, you may continue.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, also on my right to your left, as we know that we are celebrating Vietnam Veterans Day today, I have two very special friends, Alderman from the 9th Ward in St. Louis City, Ken Ortman, is here. His wife, Pat Ortman, is here. Also another Vietnam veteran, Bob Dekhaus, and his wife, Kathy Gamash. If you could stand and we could make them feel welcome, and thank those two gentlemen for their service.
Would the guests of the Senate from the 4th please rise, and would the Senate chamber please welcome them to the Missouri Senate. And thank you for your service to this country. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 24th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, to your right and my left, we have a great big, wonderful group here. These are the 4th grade students from Saul Mirowitz School in St. Louis County, and they're here with teachers Andrea Newstead, Gabby Coleman, Laura Patillo, and Patty Bloom. And let me tell you, when Representative McCreary and I met with them last week, they voted down a bill that would require homework every night during the week. So I don't know what we all think about that, but they're not doing homework tonight, I don't think. Anyway, if you will join me in welcoming them here to our Senate.
Let's please welcome the guests of the Senate from the 24th, and if all you young individuals would please rise and be recognized by the Missouri Senate. Introduction of guests. Introduction of guests. Senator from Green, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I seek unanimous consent to make a very brief announcement.
Hearing no objection. Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. As your chairman of the Joint Committee on Legislative Research, I'm very pleased to announce that the brand new 2016 Missouri Revised Statutes have been delivered to the Senate lounge for the use of members, as well as all the committee rooms and the staff tables. And as I mentioned earlier on the floor, we were able to put all of the new pages of legislation in the same 20 books, so you'll find that each one is just slightly thicker, but they are available for members to utilize in those areas. Thank you, Mr. President. Right.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Webster, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I seek permission to introduce a special guest.
Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, on your left and on my right, we have seated Mr. and Mrs. John Whelan. His wife's name is Rose. They're from Licking. They're up here today celebrating the Missouri Vietnam Veterans Day. We'd appreciate it if the body would make this fellow veteran of yours and mine and other members that have served in the service. We'd like for everybody to make them well, feel welcome, please.
Would the guests of the Senator from Webster please rise so the Senate can show their appreciation for you being here today in the Missouri Senate, and thank you for your service to our country. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 11th, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I'd like a moment of personal privilege, if I could.
Senator from the 11th, you may proceed on a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yesterday morning, unfortunately, two officers in Independence, Missouri, responded to what they believed to be a burglary in process. And on that call, Officer Thomas Wagstaff, a 15-year veteran of the Independence Police Force, engaged, I believe, in shots that were fired back and forth from the suspects, and unfortunately was shot in the head during the apprehension of the suspects. He was immediately taken to the hospital, where he was immediately brought into surgery, and is currently and still, from what I understand, the latest news, in critical condition. And I would just ask for a moment of silence and thoughts and prayers for the Wagstaff family and the officer and all of our officers that are out there today.
Would everyone in the Senate chamber, the upper galleries and the side galleries, please rise for a moment of silence for an officer that was shot in the line of duty. Thank you, Senator. Introduction of guest. Introduction of guest. Senator from Buchanan, what purpose do you rise?
I'd like to inquire of the Senator from Phelps.
Senator from Phelps, do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from Buchanan?
I do.
Senator from Buchanan, you may proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I just distributed a document here that contains some language from the managed care contracts under which 250,000 people are supposed to start getting their health care under Medicaid starting May 1, which is just over a month from now.
Right.
Now, is it not true, Senator, that the payment to the managed care companies has not been appropriated yet?
It has not been appropriated yet. It would be in our, well, I guess the rollout money is probably in the supplemental budget, maybe.
Right. So basically what the governor plans to do is to pay the managed care companies out of an appropriation next year for work that will occur before we pass the budget.
Right.
Right. And he's basically holding us hostage, and he's actually told you, I understand, that he's afraid that we'd get sued by the managed care companies.
Well, he did not tell me that. I've been told that by folks that work for the managed care company, and people think that that is a possibility because the contracts have been let and signed.
Right. Now, the contract says,
the governor did not tell me that.
I just want to run this through with you. The contract says the contractor, which is the managed care companies, understands and agrees that funds required to fund the contract must be appropriated by the General Assembly of the State of Missouri for each fiscal year, which, by the way, that would be this fiscal year, included within the contract period. The contract shall not be binding upon the state for any period in which funds have not been appropriated, and the state shall not be liable for any costs associated with termination caused by lack of appropriations. That seems pretty solid, and it's in their contract.
All right. It's pretty much standard contract language on any time we're doing a state contract through
OAH. Right, and everybody knows that. Every entity that contracts with Missouri knows that. And so when the head of Centene or the lawyer for Centene comes and blusters and says, we're going to sue, I mean, of course they're going to sue. They're going to start providing services a month from now, and we won't even have appropriated the money until, after they start providing services. The governor knows this, and the governor could mitigate the damages by putting off implementation of managed care until July 1, but he won't do it, will he?
Well, I think what's been worked out, and I'm not privy to everything that OA has done, but what I understand is the payment will be delayed until in July after the rollout.
Right. In other words, we're supposed to appropriate money and have the next year, fiscal year, pay for it for services that are provided this fiscal year. Has that ever been done? I mean, do we ever, ever do that?
I think Governor Holden did that, yes.
Well, I don't remember it ever being done.
Yeah.
And if you look at the next page, I've got, Mr. Michael Nydorf's analysis here. I mean, this is the head of Centene, and his salary, annual salary, it says, is $21.96 million. $21 million. And then if you look at the program of the inauguration for our governor, Centene was listed as one of the contributors, and we cannot even know how much money Centene contributed to the inauguration because the governor won't tell us. And so, I have to tell you, Senator, I'm going to be talking about this a lot.
Right.
I mean, this needs a full discussion.
You and I have talked about it a lot.
Well, we're going to be talking about it a lot on the Senate floor between now and the
right.
time of the budget, and maybe after that. Because I heard today that the House has passed the elimination of the circuit breaker. I'm in favor, actually, of doing that. But we are doing that to the detriment of senior citizens, while Mr. Nydorf's corporation is going to get paid millions for something that is even costing the state of Missouri. Never had a hearing. We never had a public hearing to talk about the expansion of managed care. And not only that, we have a study done by Mercer that shows that it will actually cost the state money. I mean, this is outrageous. Now, then we're talking about, going ahead and letting it stay in place the increased point count and the cutback on home and community-based services. I mean, now we're talking about disabled people, disadvantaging them for the benefit of Mr. Nydorf and his Centene Corporation. It's outrageous, Senator. And I think we're going to have to talk about it for a while at some point.
Right. Well, and we have been talking about this as with appropriation staff since the beginning of session, and looking at what is, what isn't, what can't be done. We're trying to very aggressively come up with a plan as to how we move forward. And, we've got a lot of members that's weighed in that supports the managed care idea statewide. They think it's been successful in the I-70 corridor. We have some that do not support it. And so I guess at some point we try to reach a happy medium where everyone is happy with not doing managed care or happy with good oversight of the managed care that we do. So, yeah, this discussion's not over, and unfortunately we're coming close to the end of the budget cycle, so we've got short time to move pretty quickly on some of these decisions and issues.
Well, basically what's happened is that the governor is allowing managed care companies to start delivering services on May 1 when we haven't yet appropriated the money. to pay for it. We have not appropriated it, and the governor could mitigate the damages to the state if we don't by putting off the implementation of this. And so I'm challenging the governor today, right now, put off the implementation of the expansion of managed care, because you are putting the state at risk, Governor.
Well, one thing I would tell you, that this whole process was set in motion before now Governor Greitens was ever elected. So he's kind of living with what was given him and trying to make
it was put in by Senator Schaefer at the last minute, without any discussion, without a hearing, nothing. Right.
And OA and Governor Nixon went ahead with this, and this is kind of the contract that has been that our governor and that you and I and other legislators kind of live under, or do we change the contract?
Right, and if you really want to have insight on it, what you do is you go to the Ethics Commission website and you look up and see how much money Governor Nixon received from Centene and the others.
Right.
And it's pretty eye-opening.
Yes.
I mean, then you have some understanding of why things happen the way they do.
Yep.
Anyway, Senator, thank you for the inquiry. I hope that the governor is listening.
Thank you.
Introduction of guest. Introduction. Yes. Senator from the 14th, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, may I inquire of the senator from the 34th?
The senator from the 34th. Senator from Buchanan, do you yield to an inquiry from the senator from the 14th?
Yes.
You may proceed, Senator.
Senator, I have been listening to you, your debate, your frustration, and as I have told you in the past, I'm interested in knowing how these funds are used from the state. Also, I have been interested in making sure that people who are the so-called target of managed care and the expansion of managed care are actually getting service. As you and the senator from Phelps were just talking, one of the things I realized is maybe we should have some kind of conversation during the interim, investigating how these state funds are processed and used. Now, I don't know if we're going to be able to hold off the determination, but I would be willing to sit on some kind of committee that reviews Centene managed care. I would be willing to do that with you as we go through this process for the, and I represent Centene. They're in downtown Clayton, which is my district. There are some concerns that I have. I may not be where you are at on this, but I respect your position on this issue. But if you are willing, if this body is willing to have some kind of investigatory body over the interim that looks into this, I am telling you right now that I will be willing to fit that one of those positions on that special committee.
Well, Senator, I appreciate that. You know,
but it has to be throughout the state.
You have to remember that we're talking about a lot of taxpayer dollars here. $100 million. $100 million for the expansion, of which about $36 million is state GR dollars. And so, you know, when I see corruption, frank, outright corruption like this, it makes me want to do something about it. And what's happening is that this corruption is to benefit this corporation and others at the expense of our senior citizens and our disabled people and all of those people on Medicaid that don't have a voice and never even got to come and participate in a public hearing on the matter. It's disgusting.
Well, I understand and greatly respect your position. And like I said, we do not have the same exact position on this, but I share some of your concerns. Undoubtedly, I share some of your concerns, especially with the group of people that I want to have served who are relying on either the state or the federal government to have some kind of resolve. But I don't know if you were interested in something during the interim or not, but I'm just telling you that, you know, There are only a couple of things that I'm doing during the interim. Hopefully we won't have another Ferguson. But if you're willing to do, I don't know if that was on your agenda or not. I'm just telling you that I will fill one of those positions, and that's it.
I like it, Senator.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President.
Introduction of guest. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Senator from the 13th, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have a resolution.
Senator, send your resolution forward. Senator from the 13th.
Mr. President, I seek unanimous consent to suspend the rules to adopt this resolution.
Hearing no objection, the rule will be suspended for the adoption of this resolution.
Mr. President, this resolution is a resolution we grant every year to the Leadership Academy to use our chamber during the end of May. And I ask for its and I move for
Senator,
its adoption.
Senator, you're moving for the adoption
yes.
of the resolution. All right. All those in favor or discussion on the resolution? Does any senator wish to be heard on the resolution? Hearing none. Senator, you are recognized to close on the adoption of the resolution.
President, I close.
All those in favor of the adoption of the resolution, say aye. All those opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Senator from Newton, purpose to rise.
Mr. President, would you please refer Senate Bill 18 to the Committee on Fiscal Oversight?
That bill will be referred. Concurrent resolutions. Hearing none, Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports for standing committees.
on the business of committee reports. Senator from Barton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Government Reform has a report.
Send the report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Government Reform, to which was referred House Bill 462, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Government Reform, to which was referred House Bill 461, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Government Reform, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 460, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Emery, Chairman.
Senator from Green. I'll come back to the Senator from Green, Chief, if you can find him. Senator from Christian.
Your Committee on Economic Development has a report.
Send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report. Senator from Green, you'll be next.
Mr. President, your Committee on Economic Development, to which was referred Senate Bill 469, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Economic Development, to which was referred Senate Bill 517, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Economic Development, to which was referred House Bill 93, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Economic Development, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 115, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Economic Development, to which was referred House Bill 655, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Wasson, Chairman.
Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Judiciary, Civil, and Criminal Jurisprudence has a report as well.
Send the report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred House Bill 35, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Dixon, Chairman.
Senator from the Second.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your hardworking Committee on General Laws has a report.
Send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bills 91, 42, 131, 265, and 314, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Onder, Chairman.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Send the report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 213, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Bill Number 18, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Concurrent Resolution 9, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Concurrent Resolution 21, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Kehoe, Chairman.
Senator from Barry.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Children has a report.
Send the report forward.
Mr. President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Children, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 66, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Sater, Chairman.
Senator from St. Genevieve.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your harder working Senate Education Committee has a report.
Send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred House Committee Substitute House Bills 190 and 208, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Romine, Chairman.
Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government and Elections has a report.
Send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government and Elections, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 451, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government and Elections, to which was referred House Bill 51, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Hageman, Chairman.
Senator from Jefferson.
Mr. President, your Committee on Insurance and Banking has a report.
Send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Insurance and Banking, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 292, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute here to attach do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Insurance and Banking, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bills 337, 259 and 575 begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Insurance and Banking, to which was referred House Bill 336, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Insurance and Banking, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bill 427, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Whelan, Chairman.
Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your Committee on Transportation, Public Safety, and Infrastructure has a report.
Send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred Senate Bill 435, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred Senate Bill 451, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred Senate Bill 419, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred House Bill 85, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred House Bill 207, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Schatz, Chairman.
Senator from Berry, you're in violation of Senate rules by sending up unauthorized material with Senate committee reports. Senator from Newton, what purpose do you rise?
Please refer Senate Bill 18 to the Committee on Fiscal Oversight. Also, Mr. President.
That will be referred.
Mr. President, I withdraw the motion to adopt the committee report submitted by the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments, appearing on page 523 of Senate Journal for Thursday, March 16, 2017.
The motion to adopt the committee report is withdrawn.
Mr. President, I now withdraw the committee report.
The committee report will be sent back to the Senator from Newton. Senator from Cole, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate go to the order of business of House bills on second reading.
Senator from Newton.
House Committee Substitute.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of House bills for second reading.
House Committee Substitute, House Bill 14.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill 14, an act to appropriate money for supplemental purposes for the expenses, grants, and distributions of several departments of and offices of state government and the several divisions and programs thereof.
Appropriations.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I seek unanimous consent of the Senate to move Senate bills numbered 1 through 123 on the formal perfection calendar to the informal calendar.
Here, is there any objection? Is there any objection to the Senator Cole's request to move 1 through
123 to the informal calendar. Senator from the 7th, you're seeking recognition to inquire. Senator from Cole, do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from the 7th?
Senator, I just, this is a fairly unique motion that we're making. I would just like to talk a little bit about sort of what your thoughts are. So we're going to move 1 through 123 to the informal.
Yes, sir.
And then your plans are for the legislation after it gets placed on the formal or to kind of through the as they were on the calendar now.
Because our calendar got so big. And, you know, the reality is you've been in this building longer than I have. If your number, pick a number, 90 or 1 something in a Senate bill right now, you're probably not going to have time to get to the House. And some members have bills that are important to them, unique to their district, and I'd like to give everybody a shot. So my intent is to go back through in the order you're on the calendar as of this morning and kind of if a slot, if you will, and then let you take the bill up that is on the informal calendar that is important to you.
Okay, and your objective is for everybody, all 34 or 33 of us,
right,
to have an opportunity to do that.
Well, 34, because I was going to take a couple extra slots, but I'm giving my slot up based on our conversation last night, if you recall. So I don't have one, but I want everybody else to have a shot at something they think
is
important.
I just think that we do something that's fairly unprecedented. We should at least have a conversation about it.
No, I agree 100%. It's very uncommon, but you know, I think it's a fair way to try to get people some time.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator wish to be heard? Does any other senator wish to be heard? Hearing no objections, Senate Bills 1 through 123 will be placed on the informal calendar. Senator from Cole, purpose you rise.
Thank you, Mr. President, and thank the members of the body for trusting that move, and we will follow through on that beginning next week. Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of third reading of Senate bills.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for third reading. Senator from Cole. Call the calendar. Are you requesting to call the calendar?
Yes, call the calendar. I'm sorry, Mr. President. Yep.
Senate substitute for Senate Bill 293, Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for the this body to take up Senate substitute for Senate Bill 293.
The Senator from St. Francis moves that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 293 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As Minnesota's opinion, that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. And I move for the adoption of the Senate substitute.
Senator, we're on third reading. You need to move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 293 be read and finally passed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 293 be third read and finally passed.
Senator from St. Francis moves that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 293 be read a third time and put upon its finally passage. Senator, do you care to explain your bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill is affectionately known as the blasting bill. This is a self-imposed fee that the committee or community that uses blasting for their work has to be inspected and reviewed under their practice, and so these fees pays to go for the use of those inspectors to go out and evaluate the sites and the use of that explosive. With that, Mr. President, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 7th, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I seek unanimous consent to introduce some very special guests.
Hearing no objection. You may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Joining us today with their school group is my cousin, Sarah Skinner, and her son, Charlie, who's been helping the doorman run the papers up there. Sarah and I, you're probably the person I've known the longest on the earth since we're very similar in age, and my dad and her dad are brothers, and this is the first time that she's visited in the time, and their school group should be here. The senator from the first is actually her senator. She is from Webster Groves, and so I'm just very glad to have her and Charlie up, and I'd ask that Charlie be made page for a day to serve without compensation.
Charlie will be made page for the day without compensation. Let's please welcome the guest from the Senate of the 7th to the Missouri Senate Chamber. Does any senator desire to be heard? Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 5th, what purpose do you rise?
Senator from the 3rd.
Senator from St. Francis, do you yield to an inquiry from the senator from the 5th?
Yes, Mr. President, I do.
Senator, you may proceed.
Sorry, Senator, I wasn't listening to what your bill exactly will do here. So,
this is an enabling legislation that allows for the folks that use the blasting operations to impose a fee, and the fee is being used to allow inspectors to come out and inspect the blasting sites and make sure that the proper amount of blasting materials are used. There's also language in here that does not allow them to raise the fees any more than what's necessary to administer the program.
So the blasting, what is it, blasting material? Blasting?
Yes, I mean, like if MoDOT hires a subcontractor to come out and blast a roadway, then they have to have the inspections to make sure they're using.
What do they usually use to blast?
What's that?
I mean, what materials do they use to blast?
Senate will come to order.
Well, I'm not an expert on the blasting industry. I'm not sure if it's nitro, if it's dynamite, or what the proper materials are today, but that's what the Safety Council's there for, is to make sure that they're using the proper materials and the proper procedures on the blasting process.
So when they are blasting, do you think that the materials that they use to blast deter the concrete? Because, I mean, in my neighborhood where I am, we have horrible streets and horrible roads, and I don't know if it's because of the material that they use to blast or what.
They say that concrete never quits getting hard. That's one thing about the nature of it. It's hard when it's cured, but the older it gets, the harder it gets. But I would say jackhammers and chisels or big excavating equipment is probably used more for tearing up concrete within the city areas as opposed to blasting. There may be occasions when they do that, but it's a very controlled environment.
And usually what's the cost of that type of material? I mean, how much does it usually cost?
I don't know.
MoDOT didn't give you that information?
No, this is actually coming from the blasting safety. Let's get the right terminology here. The Division of Fire Safety.
I'm sure there was no testimony against it, huh?
No. It could have went consent.
It's not a consent.
No.
But it could have, you say it could have went consent?
Yes.
Okay, so there's no fiscal note on there. How many, what committee did it come out of?
This came out of Commerce, I believe it was. No. Transportation and Public Safety.
Who's on that committee?
Senator from Butler. The chairman is the senator from Franklin. Senator from the 4th. And I should know the rest, but I'm drawing a blank. Senator from the 9th.
Senator from the 9th? He's 4th, Butler, the 9th, and which other one?
Senator from the 4th.
Okay. Who's the chairman?
Senator from Franklin.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard?
I will.
Senator from the 5th, what purpose do you rise?
Senator from Franklin.
Are you requesting an inquiry of the senator?
The senator from Franklin?
The senator from Franklin. Senator from Franklin, you yield to an inquiry from the senator from the 5th.
I do.
You may proceed.
Yes.
Senator, how are you?
How am I?
Yeah.
I'm wonderful. Fabulous.
Well, you know what? I just want to thank you, Senator. You know, you are really a great man. You know, you do all the right things for me.
So, I'm working on it. I'm working on that. Yeah.
No, let me just say this here. You offered me the opportunity to, you know, come before your committee to talk about a very, very serious issue in the city of St. Louis that we're dealing with. And that issue is concerning truancy, right?
Absolutely.
Children between the ages of 7 and 16, they have to be in school at a certain time, right? And so what's happening with our area is that, and I'm going to let you sit after I ask you another question about this bill. But I just want to touch on this here, though. You gave me the opportunity to come before that committee and talk about an issue that is very, very, very dear to my heart, and that's the truancy level that we're facing in the city of St. Louis. We have children that are literally walking the streets of St. Louis. No one's stopping them, asking them why they're not in school. Many of those children are below the poverty level. Their parents, single parents, mothers probably at work thinking her child is at school. Okay, and so my bill basically allows for safety officers to pick up young folk who are walking the streets and take them to a non-for-profit versus taking them to the juvenile detention facility. Because you know and I know, we don't really need to get them familiar with juvenile detention, okay? Because
not the best place to be familiar with.
Not at all. And so hopefully we can get that bill out of the Senate to the floor. And I just wanted to just thank you for giving me that opportunity. But on this bill here, on this note, you supported the bill in committee, correct?
That would be correct.
So tell me, why did you feel a need to support this bill?
Obviously, the senator from St. Francis supported the bill. I'm going to pull my folder out.
Oh, take your time.
If I can.
I just want to know why you feel the need to support a bill like this, because it's really transportation. You know, we have a lot going on in transportation, with transportation in the cities and the state of Missouri.
And we had contractors and people that came and testified to this. Obviously, the fees that are being collected, the blasting fees, and that was one of the reasons why they needed an increase in those fees. And so that's why, you know, I felt, and they were all agreeable to that. To that, those increase in fees, and so as you know, if they're agreeable
if
to
you
it,
you figure if they agree with it,
they're agreeing to it. Then what could be wrong with it?
Okay, all right. So this is my last question. I'm gonna let you go here. So you are the chairman of transportation, right?
That is correct.
And okay, so you know, and I know that we have a very, very serious problem with our infrastructure here in the state of Missouri, and there's a possibility that we may lose federal funding. I mean, the federal funding may be totally depleted, for this state by the time 2020 hits, correct?
Could be. That's correct.
No, I think that's a fact, though. So to my question to you, this is a small, you know, this is a bill that you can just get passed. I mean, I want to know, as a chairman of transportation, how can I help you, and what's your ideal and your plan to begin to look at our roads and bridges, being that you are the chairman of transportation? What's your plan to begin to look at our roads and bridges in terms of how we cultivate the infrastructure that's needed in order for us to continue to be able to have goods and services come up and down our roadways by way of and interstate commerce?
Well, Senator, I will tell you this, that obviously the current funding mechanism, obviously, that we have is a user fee-based tax at the pump, per gallon tax. I believe if we want to, at a minimum, we have to address that. And inflation, as you've probably heard before from the senator from, I can't remember his district right now, but... Butler, the senator from Butler, has stated that this fee has not been raised in inflation. It's 17 cents, and inflation has eroded that buying power to about 8 cents. And without addressing that funding mechanism, which I truly believe that we need to increase that, and we need to put something in there that would hedge inflation in the future. Because we have one
and
of those...
What would that something look like?
Like a CPI adjustment to be able to maintain its purchasing power. And if we had done that, if we'd had some sort of a CPI adjustment been placed in 1996, the last time it was raised, we would probably...
What's the acronym? I mean, what is that? What is the CP? What is that?
Price Index.
Okay, Super Price Index. Okay.
If we would have had something in place at that time, we would probably not be in the situation where we are, because our tax would probably be in the mid-20 cents per gallon, and we would still have the same amount of buying power that we would have had in 1996. And we don't have that. But...
That's
what's
one
your strategy
way.
Plan to be able to, as a chairman, and I'm sure you're probably going to be the chairman for next year or something,
well,
what's
would,
your strategy to get our roads and bridges to where they need to be in order for us to continue to be able to compete from a global and economic standpoint?
There has been a bill.
Goods and services coming in and out.
We've had a bill in our committee that obviously put a proposal together. It may not be widely accepted as the best proposal, but there is a proposal through our committee. I have not filed a bill personally on this adjustment. Last year, we passed through this Senate a 6-cent increase in the user fee on gas and diesel, and it didn't do anything over in the House. And at this point, the governor has not given any clear direction as to what he would like to see on transportation funding. And so, therefore, we've not really addressed that from the transportation chairman's perspective. For me, I probably would have preferred putting in an increase of up to 2 plus 2 plus 2, which would allow to about 6 cents, and maybe look at a CPI adjustment. But I think one thing we're waiting on in the future, too, is to see what the federal government's going to do with their investment into infrastructure, what the Trump administration is proposing. And that would probably get us a little clearer, you know, a path as to what the state needs to do to try to meet matching funds that may be coming from the federal government.
So where you pay to go across
tolling.
What's your take on the toll?
I would be, if we were going to look at tolling, I would probably be interested into a modified tolling of I-70 where it would be optional. I'm not looking at mandatory. I don't prefer mandatory tolling, but if there was a way that we could do some optional tolling in high traffic areas that would allow an individual to choose if they wanted to toll themselves, I think we've talked about that as a possible solution in some high traffic areas. So that's something that could be done.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much for, you know, Mr.
Thank
President.
You.
Senator from the Fifth, what purpose do you rise?
I would briefly like to inquire the Senator from Butler.
Senator from Butler, do you yield from an inquiry from the Senator from the Fifth?
Sure.
Senator, you may proceed.
Senator, I won't be long with you. First and foremost, thanks for listening to me to have that discussion about the need for truancy. I know you are doing a lot in your district for poor African American kids that are indigent, and you have the mindset that we need to partner with private sectors and community in order to really wrap our hands and our arms around what's happening when it comes to the indigent in our communities.
Right.
And so you have children that you brought here before that you worked with and you still work with.
Poorest of the poor.
What'd you say, what?
I said we have some of the poorest of the poor.
What do you mean the poor? What do you mean the poorest of the poor? I don't understand.
Really, kind of like the area they may be involved in and opportunities and things like that. It's that's what we're trying to do.
I mean, why are they so poor down there? What's wrong that they're...
Let me just say right now, Senator, we don't plan on staying poor. We're moving up.
Why can't you help those poor kids, mothers and fathers, get jobs?
Raise your microphone up a little bit. Did you hear me the other day? I told how old I'm getting. I need to be able to hear.
What are you doing to help those poor children that you always, you know, discussing with me? What are you doing to help their parents get jobs or try to get back on their feet?
Well, I'll tell you what.
We won't need the social service program.
I'm glad
program.
You asked that. You know, we're partnering with Three Rivers College down there. We're getting people retrained. We've got one example. We have a barge manufacturer down there that needs welders. So we're doing some on-the-job training for folks that ordinarily may not have any skills at all. We're doing a lot of stuff like that. We're talking, and specifically, I have a manufacturing background. You okay with my southern slang?
Yes. I like it, by the way. So
I'm from the South. So
what about the – do you have GED programs? Do you have programs
to
teach kids? Because, I mean, you always talk about how poor these kids are.
No. I'm just telling you, not just our kids, the district. Senator, four of the eight counties that I represent are in the top five poorest counties in the state of Missouri for a family of four income. But what I always tell everybody is we don't aim to stay that way. So what we're doing a lot of great stuff. We've got a lot of people involved, a lot of volunteers, a lot of after-school mentoring.
Well, it doesn't seem like you're doing enough because you're really not putting a dent in the poverty level.
What's the copy letter from last year to this year?
Let's talk about the Great Society for a minute. How good's it been since 50 years? How we doing? How we doing in the last 50 years? All I'm saying
is that you all come and you talk about what's happening in your area, but it doesn't seem like it's working because, I mean, the poverty level is not, it's no different than where it was
yes,
10 years ago.
The difference between me and you is you always want to pass a state law to change stuff. And I want to be able to work with people to get them own selves up for opportunities and reach out and to realize their dreams. You're always wanting to pass a state law to force people to do stuff.
What's wrong with passing a state law?
You and I have the same goal. The problem is you have a different roadmap of getting there.
Well, I tell you, mine's what I would move the ladder a little further away from poverty if you just follow
Well, let me just tell you right now. Well, let me give you another example. Right now, about 4 weeks ago, some good citizens are putting in a professional reading program in Charleston, in the Bowden Center. Right now, we are testing all the students that come to the after-school center in Charleston, Missouri.
Testing them for what?
Their reading ability and their comprehension ability, all the way from third graders to seniors in high school. And then what the program is going to be for is to help facilitate after school, kids may have learning disabilities, and we're putting in a professional web-based, ran by two professional teachers that have over 35 years' experience, is helping us. That was the first location that we've got our new reading program put in. The first thing we had to put in was some laptop computers and buy the software and things like that. So we're doing some great stuff. Let me give you another example. Caruthersville High School. Are you going to listen to me or are you going to read?
Caruthersville.
If you want to go ahead and read,
talk about Caruthersville.
No, you just go ahead and read, and you can inquire me back here again in a minute.
No, go ahead. I just said some really good stuff,
and you missed it.
No, I want to listen to you because I have some problems with you, Senator, because I have bills that came before your committee, okay? I'm really upset with you right now because I have bills that come before your committee that are really good bills that can help those that are in need. Even with the body camera situation. Now, you know and I know body cameras don't lie.
You're reaching back in the archives.
You say what?
I said...
Yeah, that's bad. And you're trying to make a joke out of it,
too. You're reaching way back in the archives on body cameras.
Okay, so, Senator, all I'm saying is that...
And I still don't like mandating body cameras. By the way, my position hadn't changed on that.
So, do you think body cameras work for the betterment of law enforcement and community? In terms of building a relationship?
I'm not an expert on that. I'll just tell you that...
I am, because I've been studying it, and I know it.
Are you going to ask the questions and answer them also?
You ask questions that you already have answers to.
That's all I want to know, because I'm good with
you. So anyway, I'm going to let you go here. So why are you supporting this?
No, you're not going to let me go here for a second, because I want to answer your question.
Well, you go right ahead.
You ask me a question, I'm going to answer it for you.
Yeah, well, I'm inquiring of you, but you go right ahead.
I'm going to give you an example of a success. I'm a business guy. I like fact-based information. Let me give you one.
Give me three if you have them.
Caruthersville High School had like a 62 or 63, 64, something like that. They were provisionally credited school.
Okay.
Caruthersville High School.
Okay.
Okay? In a matter of less than 5 years, their latest APR was 95.
That's good.
Now, I don't know if you call that success, Senator, or not. So you want to ask what the difference was, why they had a 62 and all of a sudden they have a 95 5 years later? Would you like to ask that question?
Okay, so I want to ask a question for you.
Okay, all right, you go ahead.
When you first got elected, I came to visit Senator from the 14th and I. We came down there to hear
your cries. You guys didn't stay long enough. You guys should have stayed with me longer.
Yeah, we went down there to hear your cries. We both came together. And now you're dealing with a poor community, a very, very poor community. You always talk about how you want to help these little children, but you don't want to help their parents. You don't even want to raise the minimum wage. I guarantee you, Senator, if you wanted to help those little poor little kids that you pat on the head every day, I guarantee you, the way you can help them, if you put food on the table,
let me tell you what we're doing.
Give their mothers and fathers a livable wage.
You won't have
to go find services.
Yeah. Now you're making my point for me. You always want to make a law for everything. Let me tell you what is happening down in my district. People are getting good jobs. They're retraining to be into auto parts manufacturing. They're training to be welders. They're training to be nurses. And you were talking about that GED stuff a minute ago. That's why I still call it. Everybody else knows I'm old when I say GED. But did you know down in Caruthersville, an area I'm at, it wasn't easy to go get a GED. We don't have public transportation, a whole lot of that stuff down there. You had to go 30, 40, 50 miles to get a GED. So you know what Three Rivers College did? They took the GED to the folks where they didn't have to go 40, 50 miles. They went down. So we're helping people get their high school diplomas and get them jobs and get them training. But I'll stand on the record that the foundation and all the great schools and teachers that are doing, that we're helping ourselves to get out of the jam we've been in, that we've been in for the last 50 years. So how's that?
Well, you know what? You know what? You and I, we're going to agree to disagree. But at the end of the day, you are not for helping those children parents. And you just
well,
want to keep...
No, you say that was not one
about
fact.
Having a program
you say that
kids,
was not one fact.
But you don't want to put food on the table for their moms and dads to be able to feed them because you are against minimum wage. Thank you.
You know what? I compare what the volunteers and friends of mine do down there to anything you do any day of the week.
Yeah, thank you. Mr. President.
Senator from the 5th, what purpose do you rise?
I would like to inquire the Senator from the 9th.
Senator from the 9th. Senator from the 9th.
I know it.
Senator from the 9th, do you yield to an inquiry from the Senator from the 5th?
I do.
Senator from the 5th, you may proceed.
If I get on the microphone in here.
Senator, before I ask you about this particular piece of legislation that is being sponsored by the Senator from the 3rd, So you heard the conversation I've had about minimum wage.
Right, I heard part of it. I did.
Okay, and I don't want to talk to you about the other senator, but I want to talk to you about the issue here.
Right.
Okay?
It is a serious issue. It's a very serious issue.
Minimum wage, as you well know, will help the economy.
Oh, absolutely.
And in so many ways, when individuals are able to make more, guess what they do?
They spend more.
Absolutely.
Right.
I'm gonna tell you, they not saving money, like the 1%.
Right.
You know, they are out there buying their kids some Nike shoes.
Right. There.
You know, or a laptop or a computer system or something like that. So, when you're able to raise the minimum wage, it only helps the economy. And a lot of people say, well, minimum wage is going to run our businesses out of this state. I have studied time and time again where about different states who have increased their minimum wage. Guess what? There was no spook behind the door.
Right.
They didn't go out of business. They didn't lose capital because they raised their minimum wage.
Right.
You know, quite frankly, they were able to, the economy actually grew as a result of increasing the minimum wage.
I agree.
Okay, and so I just have a very serious problem with wanting to continue to provide slave wages. That's what I call it.
Well, and,
I mean, those are slave wages to me. I mean, who can live off $7.25 an hour?
Let me say this. A single mother with two kids, which is what I was, on the salary we make here in the Missouri Senate, I still qualify for Section 8. I still qualify for Section 8 on our salary here in the legislature. A single mom with two kids on our salary at $36,000 a year qualifies for Section 8.
Yeah.
And so when we're talking about 7 months an hour.
Yeah. Oh, Senator, I just I just received a letter a little note from the Senator.
Senate will come to order. The Senate will come to order so the senators can hear one another in a debate. Senator from the 5th, you may proceed.
I just received a little letter here from the Senator from Barton. Anyway, I'm just going to sit down for now. We'll talk about it offline, okay?
Does any other senator desire to be heard on Senate substitute for Senate Bill 293? Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none. Senator from St. Francis, you're recognized. Close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from St. Francis renews his motion that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 293 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Bill Number 293, an act relating to the per-ton fee for using explosives. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from Lewis. Senator from Lewis votes aye. By your vote of 29 ayes, 3 noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 160, Senator from Berry.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 160 be brought from the calendar for third reading.
Senator from Berry moves that Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 160 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many as those with opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Berry.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 160 be third read and finally passed.
Senator from Berry moves that Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 160 be read a third time and put upon its final passage. Senator, do you care to explain your bill?
Yes, Mr. President. This is the bill entitled the Foster Care Bill of Rights, which we discussed just, I think it was yesterday. But anyway, if there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Does any senator desire to be heard on Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 160? Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Berry, you are recognized. Close.
I close.
Senator from Berry renews his motion that Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 160 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 160, an act relating to the Foster Care Bill of Rights. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
By your vote of 31 ayes, 0 noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 195, Senator from the 15th.
I move that Senate Bill 195 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
Senator from 15th moves that Senate Bill number 195 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many as of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 15th.
I now move that Senate Bill 195 be read the third time and finally passed.
The Senator from the 15th moves that Senate Bill number 195 be read a third time and put upon its final passage. Does the Senator care to explain the bill?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. This is a bill I've had for 4 years. It passed out of the Senate last year, 32-0. It also passed the House last year, but not in the same bill. And what it's designed to do is designed to help families who may need help because of medical emergency, family conflict, job loss, pass custody over to an organization on a temporary basis so that way they can get the help they need and then get their kids back, help keep families intact. And if there's no further questions, I renew my motion.
Does any senator desire to be heard on Senate Bill 195? Does any senator wish to be heard? Hearing none. Senator from the 15th, you recognize close.
I close.
Senator from the 15th renews his motion that Senate Bill number 195 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 195, an act relating to guardianships. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibola, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sipton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from Johnson. Senator from Johnson votes aye. Senator from the 13th. You are recorded as an aye. By your vote of 32 ayes, 0 noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 114, Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 114 be taken up for third read and final passage.
The Senator from Franklin moves that Senate Bill number 114 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many as the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 114 be read a third time and finally passed.
Senator from Franklin moves that Senate Bill number 114 be read a third time and put upon its final passage. Senator, do you care to explain your bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. Again, this is the commissioner vacancies that we perfected here on the floor last night. I'd be willing to answer any questions at that point.
Does any senator desire to be heard on Senate Bill 114, I might remind the senators this does have an emergency clause. Does any senator wish to be heard on Senate Bill 114? Senator from Barton, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President, to inquire of the bill sponsor.
Senator from Franklin, do you yield to an inquiry from the senator from Barton?
I will.
You may proceed, Senator.
Thanks, Senator. I am sorry. I forgot what 114 does.
114 deals with commissioner vacancies, and in the event
oh,
of, of an untimely death of a commissioner or leaving.
I remember. It just didn't come up, and you didn't say enough for me to recognize it. Thanks, okay. Editor. I'm good with this. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on Senate Bill 114? Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Franklin, you're recognized. Close.
I will close.
Senator from Franklin renews his motion that Senate Bill number 114 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 114, an act relating to vacancies in the Office of County Commissioners with and an emergency clause. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Krauss, Leibla, Munzlinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sipton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from the 15th. Senator from the 15th votes aye. By your vote of 32 ayes, 1 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move for the adoption of the emergency clause.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll on the emergency clause.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Krauss, Leibla, Munzlinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sipton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from the 14th. Senator from the 14th votes aye. By your vote of 32 ayes and 1 no, the emergency clause is adopted. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate substitute for Senate Bill 35, Senator from Webster.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 35 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
Senator from Webster moves that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 35 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many of those depending that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Webster.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I now move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 35 be read a third time and finally passed.
The Senator from Webster moves that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 35 be read a third time and put upon its final passage. Does the Senator care to explain the bill?
I would do so. Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, this is a bill we brought up last night concerning notification of citizens about land being considered purchased by the state of Missouri.
Does any senator desire to be heard on Senate substitute for Senate Bill 35? Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Webster, you're recognized. Close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The Senator from Webster renews his motion that Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 35 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 35, an act relating to land purchases made on behalf of departments of the state. Senators Brown, Chappelle-Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibola, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from Cole. You are not, Senator from Cole. Senator from Cole votes aye. By your vote of 30 ayes, 2 noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the tiling perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 283, Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 283 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
The Senator from Andrew moves that Senate Bill number 283 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I now move that Senate Bill 283 be read a third time and finally passed.
Senator from Andrew moves that Senate Bill number 283 be read a third time and put upon its final passage. Senator, do you care to explain the bill?
You bet, Mr. President. Mr. President, this bill, as we talked last night, is a simple little bill that allows individuals that, it deals with special road districts, allow individuals that don't live within the special road district but live within the county of the special road district to be able to serve on these special road district boards, as well as sign a petition to put these type of issues up for a vote. Pretty simple, just kind of taking care of and updating our laws to address the situation, in particular in our areas where people have moved out of the bottoms on the Missouri River, but still want to maintain road districts.
Does any senator desire to be heard on Senate Bill 283? Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Andrew, you are recognized to close.
Mr. President, I close and renew my motion.
Senator from Andrew renews his motion that Senate Bill number 283 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 283, an act relating to special road district commissioner elections. Senators Brown, Chappelle-Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibola, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from Green. Senator from Green votes aye. By your vote of 32 ayes, 0 noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate substitute for Senate Bill 124, Senator from Christian.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 124 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
Senator from Christian moves that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 124 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many as of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Christian.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 124 be read a third time and finally passed.
The Senator from Christian moves that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 124 be read a third time and put upon its final passage. Senator, do you care to explain your bill?
Mr. President, this is the bill we did this week that, in a nutshell, basically says that when the legislature uses population to describe an entity, whether that entity moves up or down out of that population, the law still stands. That's really all it does.
Does any senator desire to be heard on Senate substitute for Senate Bill 124? Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator from Christian, you are recognized. Close.
I close.
The Senator from Christian renews his motion that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 124 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 124, an act relating to population designations in statutes. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibler, Munzlinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from Phelps. Senator from Phelps votes aye. Senator from Andrew. Senator from Andrew votes aye. By your vote of 33 ayes, 0 noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Cole.
President, would you inquire from the Secretary if there are messages from the House? If so, I ask them to please be read.
They are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, would you please read the messages?
Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 697, entitled An Act Relating to the Amber Alert System. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 843, entitled An Act Relating to County Budgets. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 964, entitled An Act Relating to the Designation of a Memorial Highway. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for House Bill 174, entitled An Act Relating to the Right to Life with an Emergency Clause. Emergency Clause adopted. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the the House has taken up and passed House Bill 104, entitled An Act Relating to the Prevailing Wage of Public Workers, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully submitted, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to order business of announcements. And I'd ask you to recognize me for an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a general reminder to everyone that next Wednesday is Suits and Sneakers Day in the state capitol. Please pack your sneakers and join in support of the American Cancer Society. For the senator from Andrew, sneakers are another word for tennis shoes. And I would remind the body that the Senate dress code isn't enforced, so you cannot wear your sneakers on the floor during session, but certainly before and any breaks in between. Please help show your support for cancer awareness. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Announcements? Hearing none. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming for the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Monday, April 3rd, 2017.
Senator from Cole moves that the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Monday, April the 3rd, 2017. All those in favor say aye. All those no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Monday, April the 3rd.